Chapter 11. The Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, These are the living things which you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Whatever parts the hoof, and is cloven-footed, and chews the cud among the animals, that you may eat. Nevertheless these you shall not eat of those that chew the cud, or of those who part the hoof, the camel, because he chews the cud but doesn't have a parted hoof, he is unclean to you. The coney, because he chews the cud but doesn't have a parted hoof, he is unclean to you. The hare, because she chews the cud but doesn't part the hoof, she is unclean to you. The pig, because he has a split hoof, and is cloven-footed, but doesn't chew the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall not touch, they are unclean to you. These you may eat of all that are in the waters, whatever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, that you may eat. All that do not have fins and scales in the seas, and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of all the living creatures that are in the waters, they are an abomination to you, and you detest them. You shall not eat of their flesh, and you shall detest their carcasses. Whatever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that is an abomination to you. These you shall detest among the birds, they shall not be eaten, they are an abomination, the eagle, and the vulture, and the black vulture, and the red kite, any kind of black kite, any kind of raven, the horned owl, the screech owl, and the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl, the cormorant, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the stork, any kind of heron, the hoopoe, and the bat. All flying insects that walk on all fours are an abomination to you. Yet you may eat these, of all winged creeping things that go on all fours, which have legs above their feet, with which to hop on the earth. Even of these you may eat, any kind of locust, any kind of katydid, any kind of cricket, and any kind of grasshopper. But all winged creeping things which have 4 feet, are an abomination to you. By these you will become unclean. Whoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening. Whoever carries any part of their carcass shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. Every animal which parts the hoof, and is not cloven-footed, nor chews the cud, is unclean to you. Everyone who touches them shall be unclean. Whatever goes on its paws, among all animals that go on all fours, they are unclean to you. Whoever touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. He who carries their carcass shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you.